Tommy Lee Jones' new film, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada, opens nationwide on February 3rd. He plays two roles this time, as both director and star. Three Burials has already won awards at the Cannes Film Festival. Best Screenplay for Guillermo Arriaga, who also wrote 21 Grams, and Best Actor for Mr. Jones himself. He plays Pete Perkins, a ranch foreman, whose cowboy friend, Melquiades, is an illegal immigrant in the United States. Melquiades Estrada is shot dead and then half buried in the hard scrabble borderlands that go back and forth between Texas and Mexico. In this scene, a sheriff brings Pete Perkins a plastic bag with a few small possessions found on Melquiades' body. A family photograph is on top.
You know who they are?
It's his wife and kids.
You have any idea how to get hold of them?
Hell, they live in Mexico. Can I keep this?
Yeah, I guess for a while. We're going to have to do an autopsy on him.
No, when you get through, I want you to give Melquiades to me.
Hell, I can't do that. Are you crazy?
No.
The film also stars Julio Cedillo as Melquiades, Barry Pepper as a border guard, and Dwight Yoakam, the singer, as a local sheriff. Tommy Lee Jones joins us from the studios at Carnegie Hall. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
This movie's based around a friendship between the man you play and the man, the cowboy who rides into his life one day looking for water for his horse. But you present the whole idea that this is really one land we're talking about, and the border, in a sense, intrudes on one land. Just as the cows go back and forth, so do the people who herd them.
Well, yeah, it's a study in social contrasts and a study of how things are the same on both sides of the river and how things are different, and what the implications of running an international border through the middle of a culture might be.
Mm-hmm. There really are three burials, to explain the storyline a little. There's the one where he's found in the grave, the one by local officials, but then the one that his friend wants to give him that he feels he deserves.
Well, yeah, this Mexican exacts a promise from his boss and friend up on this ranch in West Texas that if he happens to die up on north of the river, that his friend would take him back home and bury him in his hometown and explain things to his wife.
And it becomes a kind of road picture, not to compare it to Hope and Crosby, but...
Yeah, it's a journey picture, really.
Yeah.
Which is an old narrative form and a classical structure wherein Mr. Hero begins in a mundane, rather possibly bad or evil place, and is compelled by circumstances to take a long journey through various other places. Usually there's an oracle somewhere along the way until finally he winds up in a good place where he is able to relate more gracefully to the world around him, having learned something, and we, the audience, have possibly learned along with him or experienced the feeling of having learned something. It's a road picture, yes, in the same sense that the Odyssey is, or Don Quixote is.
This is the first feature film you've directed.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I've directed a movie for television, as you might say.
Good Old Boys?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of people who talk about movies all the time but don't know, but don't ever make them, make a distinction. The only difference I can perceive is that this time I had a little bit more time and a little bit more money.
Could we run a clip of Good Old Boys?
Sure.
From TNT? In this clip, you play a character named Huey Calloway, who eulogizes not only a specific dead old cowboy, but the American cowboy.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, we could say the old boy Rasmussen was a-follering Mossy Horns across stones crossing on the Red River when most of us is following our mothers around the kitchen. Some say an old drifter like this might have used up his welcome. But how many times has a feller just like this come up on a down fence and rode into somebody's headquarters to tell about it? Or rode up on a calf, stuck out in the mud, dropped a loop on it, pulled it out, and rode on off without a thought to ever getting paid. Even when we turned her back on him, he never turned it on us. So here he is, and we all better take a look at him before he rides on off, because they ain't making any more like him.
People asked me to describe Huey Calloway, the character you just heard, and I found it convenient to describe him as a Buddhist soul in a Calvinist world. And I haven't yet thought up a catchphrase for the three burials, but it has something to do with a consideration of the mechanics of faith.
Faith in what sense, Mr. Jones?
F-A-I-T-H.
You're talking about kind of religious assembly faith or faith between people, a bond?
I remember Flannery O'Connor being asked what faith means, the same question you're asking me, and she said faith is what you know to be true, whether you believe it or not. And you could say that our recent movie takes looks at life from that perspective.
What you're willing to live by.
What you have faith in. And once you do have faith in something, what happens?
Mr. Jones, thank you very much for all of your time.
Yes, sir, and thank you. I enjoyed talking to you.
Tommy Lee Jones, who directed and stars in The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada, film opens in wide release February 3rd.